Welcome to this edition of the Weekly Insurance News Wrap. I'm Paige Estritori, speaking on behalf of Financial Services Online. Launched on March 18th, we start with sweeping changes in the pipeline for the funding model of emergency services in New South Wales. The state government, led by Treasurer Daniel Mukay, is proposing to do away with the current Emergency Services Levy, or ESL, a move designed to address the rising cost of insurance. A stakeholder reference group will soon be established to guide the reform. Their challenge? To balance the burden of emergency service costs while also factoring in increasing climate change risks. Worth noting is the anticipated public consultation, as the voices of residents are valuable in shaping the insurance landscape. Next, we turn to the advancing government inquiry into post-flood insurance practices. Launching from the tragic 2022 floods, the House of Representatives Standing Committee on Economics will be steering a series of discussions with industry experts as a part of their ongoing investigations. Targeted visits to flood-affected areas such as Brisbane and Lismore are on the cards to garner first-hand accounts from those impacted directly. The committee is open to public submissions until the end of July, hoping to supplement the 400-plus responses already gathered, all in a bid to ensure that the needs of the affected residents and businesses are properly addressed. In a case that's turned heads, a vehicle owner has triumphed over insurer Suncorp in a controversial claim dispute that revolved around an accident. The car was used and subsequently crashed without consent by a drug-impaired family member, leading Suncorp to reject the initial claim. However, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority has recently ruled in favor of the owner, setting a precedent and stressing the importance of effective communication alongside clear policy definitions. Firmly on the insurer's radar, topping other issues, including regulatory demands and climate impacts, is cybersecurity. A recent survey by PwC highlighted the worries surrounding reputation management, workforce deficit, adaptation of technology, economic shifts, and managing costs amidst rising premiums. PwC's Antoni Jaga has cast the spotlight on the industry's essential role in providing affordable coverage amid these economic challenges. As the complexities of cybercrime, regulations, and environmental risks tighten, innovation and sustainable, cost-effective solutions have become the need of the hour. That's it from us here at Financial Services Online. For more on personal and business insurance services, be sure to visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. This is Paige Estritori, signing off till next week.